Okay, so the Gemara towards the bottom of Nun Beis Amud Aleph goes on to explain why it was that Nadav and Avihu were deserving to die. So the Gemara basically explains that Nadav and Avihu were waiting and hoping for Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron to die in order so that they could take over and assume the role, the roles of leaders of Klal Yisrael. Where the Rashi says it is that they were Mevakshim Sarara for Rabbanus, and that's why they died. Next part, Rav Elazar explains that the Agas Korach were comprised of Talmidei Chachamim. The big issue over here was that they allowed themselves to benefit, to be buttered up by Korach. What happens, the way that, that Rav Elazar explains it, is that initially a Talmid Chacham starts off in high esteem, held in very high esteem by an Am Haaretz. And he's comparable to a Kiton Cholzav. He's like a golden flask. Then he starts schmoozing with the Am Haaretz a little bit, and he becomes like a Kiton Shel Kesef, that he's held not in such high esteem, a little bit less. And then ultimately, when he allows himself to benefit from the Am Haaretz, allowing himself to be flattered or buttered up or whatever it is, so then he, his stature, the way he is, the way that he is regarded by the Am Haaretz becomes significantly diminished. And that's what happened with Adas Korach, is that they allowed themselves to benefit from Korach, so that Korach ultimately held the Talmidei Chachamim in lower esteem, and the Mela, he was able to sway them to join his forces. Okay, but now the Gemara tells us that Rav Chaim bar Tovya once had to deal with a Bas Kohen Shezinsa, and the way that he administered Tzreifa was by basically wrapping her with you know, with bundles of twigs or of branches of vines. And he burned her. He burned her the way that they burn people at the stake. So Yosef comments that what Rav Chaim bar Tovya did was incorrect on two accounts. Number one, he was incorrect in the way that he administered Sreifa, because we know that the way that we administer Sreifa in Bezdin is by pouring hot lead down the throat of the Nisraf, not by burning them the way that, they burn people at the stake. And the second thing is that we have a pasuk. The Braisa tells us that the pasuk of Ubasa al Hakwanim al Lavim al Hashofet Asher Yia b'Yamamayim, that we that there's a relationship between the Kohen and the Shofet, and that the when there is a Kohen, only then do you have Mishpat. The way the Rashi explains this to mean is that Beis Din can administer Misa only at the time that the Lishkas Hagazus is occupied by Sanhedrin. And that's when the Sanhedrin, even in Chutz La'aretz, would be able to administer Misa. But if there is no, Sanhedrin that's functioning in the Lishkas Hagazus, then you would not be able to administer Misa. Certainly not Treifa. And that's why Rav Chaim bar Tovya was wrong. And that's why Rashi points out that he was Bedoras HaAchronim, like all the other Amoraim. Okay. Now, we mentioned in the Mishnah that Rav Lazar Rav Tzadok tells us that there was a Maisa with a Bas Kohen who was Mizana, and the way that they killed her, the Besen killed her, was by wrapping her, with Chavili Zmoros, and by burning her like they burn people at the stake. So Rav Yosef just explains to us that when the Chacham responded, that was a Besdin, that Besdin was a Besdin that were not Bekim, they what that means is that they were a Besdin of Tzedukim. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second, is that really what happened? Is that the conversation that happened between Rav Lazar of Tzedok and the Chachamim? Then we find in a Braisa where Rav Lazar of Tzedok, where there's a similar story, that Rav Lazar of Tzedok says that I recall as a child having, I was on my father's shoulders, and there was a Bas Kohen who was Mizana, and the way that they killed her was by burning her, the way that they burn people to the stake. And the Chacham responded back, not that the Bezin was a Bezin of Tzedukim, but that you are a Katan, so we cannot take seriously anything that you recall. We have to disregard anything that you have to say that you remember as a Katan. And now let it bring a Raya from a Katan. So which one happened? What exactly happened? Did Rav Lazar of Tzedok, did the story of our Mishnah happen, or did the story of the Braisa happen? The Gemara explains that there were two different stories. There was one time Rav Lazar of Tzedok related that he remember something as a katan, and there was another time that Rav Elazar Tzadok related that he remembered something even as a gadol, and the Chacham responded back, well, that bezin was a bezin of tzedukim. So the Gemara just wants to know, well, which one happened first? Did Rav Elazar Tzadok relate the story that happened to him as a katan, or did Rav Elazar relate first the story that happened to him as a gadol? So the Gemara proves that clearly must have been that the story that he related as a katan is the one that happened first. So the Chacham respond, and they say, oh, well, you were a katan at that time, so we cannot, so we have to disregard anything that you recall. But then Rav Elazar Tzadok later says that there was something that I recall as a gadol, in which case the Chacham respond that, oh, well, that's the reason that we have to disregard that, is that the Beis Din of that time was a Beis Din shel tzadukim. They were tzadukim. Okay. So now the Gemara continues. The Mishnah tells us how exactly to do herek. And the Gemara, the Mishnah presents a machlokas tanaim about how to do herek. So the Tana Kama holds that the way that we do herek is simply by chopping off the head of the person being executed, and you just chop off his head the way that the government used to. And Rav Yehuda says, but that's repulsive. He says, nivel who's that? Rather, what should you do? You don't just pop off his head like that. You face him onto, you put him onto a anvil sort of thing, and you chop off his head with a kupitz. So the Chum say back, ein misa minuvelos mizu. You can't get more repulsive than that, Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara presents a braisa that embellishes a little bit upon this conversation between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda basically responds back to the Chachamim, I know that what I'm talking about is indeed a misa minuvelas, but I certainly cannot subscribe to your position about how you are supposed to administer herek, because the pasuk says, uvichukosem lo selecho, and we know that the government did administer a herek in that fashion, where they would basically just chop off the head of those being executed. So the Chum say back, well, the thing is that v'chukosem lo selecho is not really a problem here, because we know that the Torah condones this kind of misa. So as long as we're not deriving the way that we do misa from the Goyim, as it is actually stated in the Torah that this is an acceptable form of hereg, so then there's no problem. The Chacham say, in fact, this has got to be correct, because we find that there's another instance where there's something that the Goyim do that we also do, but the reason that we can do it is that it was done in the Torah. It's condoned by the Torah. What is that? That is the sreifa of the items of a king. When the king dies, they used to burn his bed, his clay tashmishan, Rashi says, the things that he used to use, but the Goyim also used to do that. And we find that by Tzidkiyahu, that this was something that was acceptable to do. So how can we do it? Don't the Goyim also do it? So the answer is, no, there's no issue with chukosim lo selecho, because the Torah condones it. And if it's stated in the Torah, and it's condoned by the Torah, so then we're not deriving the halakha strictly from the Goyim. So now the Gemara turns to the Makar exactly for herek. That how do you know that we do hered using a sword for both the Anshe Eir Nidachas and Rotzeach? So we already know for Anshe Eir Nidachas because the pasuk says Lefi Chared. So we know that Anshe Eir Nidachas are going to receive hered in that manner. The question is, what about a Rotzeach? We know that a Rotzeach also is punished with hered. So the Gemara says, well, we have the pasuk by Eved Kanani, that the pasuk writes that if a person kills their Eved Kanani or their Amma, so we say that the din is nakom yinakem. Well, what does nakom yinakem mean in the pasuk? So the Gemara says, well, we have another pasuk in Bechukosa that says veheivesi alechem cherev nokemes nakam bris. So we see that nakima, the lashon nakima, is used in the context of cherev. So therefore, we know that when the pasuk writes by Eved Kanani nakom yinakem, so that is a reference to using hered, using a scythe in order to kill the person. But still, the Gemara wants to know, that just tells us that you use a sword. How do you know to use the blade of the sword? Maybe the way that we kill those to be executed by hered is by stabbing them. So the Gemara says, no, because we know that the pasuk writes, lefi charev. And since it says, lefi charev, that teaches us to the mouth of the sword. What's the mouth? The way that Rashi chose this is that's a reference to the blade. So the Gemara says, okay, so now we know that you're supposed to use the sword, and now we know that you're supposed to use the blade of the sword, but still, how do you know that you chop off his head? Maybe the way you should kill him is by splitting him down the middle. So the Gemara says, no, we have Rav Nachman quoting Rabbi Bar Avuah's Yisod, and that's not a Misa Yafa to split him down the middle. Okay, now the only problem with the proof that we've shown so far for how we know that a Rotzeach is punished with Hereg is that we brought a makor from a case where somebody kills their Eved Kanani. So we see that if a person kills their Eved Kanani, that they are deserving of Hereg. But what about if a person kills not an Eved Kanani, a regular Yid? So how do you know that if you kill a Jew, a Bar Chorin, a non-Eved Kanani, how do you know that he is deserving of Hereg? So the Gemara says, well, wait a second, what are the options here? We know that the Pasuk uses an ambiguous term of Misa when you for murder. How do you know what kind of Misa that is? Well, wait a second, how would it play out? You want to tell me that the Misa that we give to somebody who kills a regular person, a Yid, would be Chenek, while the Misa that you give to a person who kills an Eved would be Saif? Well, that doesn't make any sense. We know that the order is Skila, Srefa, Hereg, and Chenek, so how could it be that for killing an Eved Kanani, you would get Hereg, but for killing a Jew, a full Jew, we would say that you get Chenek? How could it be that we would give you a less severe Misa when you kill a Jew? Can't be that way. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second, maybe that's true if you hold that the order of the Misas is Skila, Srefa, Hereg, Chenek. But if you hold, like Rav Shimon, that the order of the Mises is Srefa, Skila, Chenek, Hereg, so then it is justifiable that we would give Hereg to the Eved, to a person who murders an Eved Kanani, but we would give Chenek to a person who murders a Jew. So again, how do we know, according to Rav Shimon, that that we give Hereg to a person who murders a Jew? So the Gemara says, oh, well, we have a limud from Egla Rufa, that we learn out from Egla Rufa, that the same way that the way that we draw a hekesh from to all shofchei damim from Egla Rufa, and the same way that they used a saif and they chopped off the animal by its neck. So also, when it comes to a murderer, the way that we execute murderers, even when they're killing Jews, is by saif, by means of saif, and by the neck. So the Gemara said, well, wait a second, if you want to use Egla Rufa as our model for how we execute people with Hereg, so then you should do it the way that they killed the Egla Rufa. Namely, you should use a kupetz and you should kill it from behind the neck, not by killing, by slitting his throat in front. So the Gemara says again, we have Rav Nachman quoting Rabbi Bar Avuah's Yisod, v'hafta l'reicha kamocha, beror lo misa yafin. And therefore, we would kill a person deserving of Hereg, not by the back of the neck, but by the front. So we said in this Gemara, number one, why was it that Nadav and Aviv were deserving to die? And we said it's because they sought to take over. They were waiting for Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron to die, and so that they could assume their roles as leaders. We then explained that Adas Korach were comprised of Tamid Chachamim, and where they went wrong is that they allowed themselves to be butted up by an Am Haaretz, and it was through that Korach was able to sway them in order to join his forces. We then said that there was a story with Rav Chama Bar Tovia where he killed a Bas Kohen by killing her with Sreifa, but by burning her the way that they do at the stake. And Rav Yosef says he was wrong on two accounts. Number one, because the way that we do Sreifa is by boring Haled down the throat. And number two, because the Bezin, even in Chutzlarts, can administer Mises Bezin only at the time that Sanhedrin is functioning in the Lishkas HaGazis. Then we had that there were actually two stories that happened with Rav Elazar of Tzadok that he was relating. Number one, that he witnessed a Bas Kohen Shezinza being burned, and he witnessed that as a child. And there was another story that Rav Elazar of Tzadok witnessed a Bas Kohen Shezinza being burned, and that was when he wasn't a child. And we said that those were two different stories, and that the Chum respond to different things. Number one, that you can't bring a Rai from a Katan, and number two, that even if you were, going to let it forbid the other story, but that Bezin was a Bezin Shel Tzedukim. Then we went through to show what the mitzvah of Hereg is. How exactly do we do that? And we said that that's a machlokas tanaim. The Tanakhama holds the way that you do this simply by chopping off his head, the way that the government used to. And Rav Yehuda says, well, that's repulsive, and it's got to be that the way that you do Herig is by lying him onto an anvil sort of thing, and chopping off his head that way. And the Gemara basically explains that the fight over here is, what do you do with Uvuchuko Seim Lo Selechu? Is there an issue with Uvuchuko Seim Lo Selechu? And the Chum basically hold that if we find that this measure is condoned in the Torah, so then there's no problem because we're not deriving it strictly from what the Gaim do. So then we said, okay, so what is, we know that there's a makar for administering Herig to Anshei Erein Dachas, because the Pasuk writes explicitly, Lefichareg. How do you know that we administer Herig for a murderer? So the Gemara says, oh, well, we have the Pasuk by Eved Kanani that we see that a person is deserving of Herig if they kill an Eved Kanani. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. So how do you know, though, that maybe that shows us that you're supposed to use the sword, but how do you know that you kill him with a blade and not that you just stab him? So we said, because the Pasuk writes, Lefi Charev. So then the Gemara says, well, maybe even if you're using the blade, you just split him down the middle. So we say, no, because of the Avtal Rechok Mocha, Baruch Lo Misi Yafa. So the Gemara says, okay, so that helps us for Eved Kanani, but what about if you kill a Jew, a regular Jew, how do you know that he should be, that the murderer should be deserving of Herig? So the Gemara says, well, could it be that you should get Herig, a more severe Misa, for killing an Eved Kanani, but for when you kill a Bar Choron, when you kill a regular Jew, you should get Chenek, a less severe punishment? So the Gemara says, maybe that's a good Svar for the Chum, that's not good for Rav Shem. Rav Shem holds the Chenek is more severe than Zayiv, so maybe it could be. So the Gemara says, Elamai, we're going to have a limud from Egla Rufa, that you see by Egla Rufa, that the way that we kill, we learn from Egla Rufa, that the way that we kill murderers is by killing them with a sword by the neck. So why don't we administer the Misa of Herod the same way that we kill the Egla Rufa, namely by the back of the neck, and with a kopet. So the Gemara says, no, because you have to Reichach Mocha, Peror Lo Misa Yafeh.